Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, next steps. The Senate passes a massive foreign aid bill, sending billions to Ukraine and Israel.
America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
And also putting TikTok on the clock, facing an ultimatum, sell or get banned. We're live on Capitol Hill. And classroom controversy. Protesters speaking out after a law is passed allowing teachers to be armed on school grounds. What lawmakers, parents, and educators are now saying. Then, the struggle is real. Inside the new study on parental burnout. Why moms and dads everywhere are feeling more stressed than ever and what can be done to help. All that, plus behind the scenes for an office reunion.
I'm glad we're getting it. This is so intimate.
A first look at a new Jim Henson documentary.
My mother's coat and a ping pong ball. And that's how it all started.
And getting paid to watch Star Wars. A look at the job offer asking people who've never seen the franchise to give it a try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Hoda, today, Wednesday, April 24th, 2024.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary.
Celebrating my 50th birthday.
From Audubon, Pennsylvania.
Here from Marietta, California.
Hey, in Idaho.
Rossville, Kansas.
And Richmond, Virginia.
Hi to our moms.
Watching in Houston, Texas.
We love you.
From Kansas City.
Celebrating our retirement.
On our 25th anniversary trip.
From Iguanago, Wisconsin.
From Bedford, New Hampshire.
On a mother-daughter trip.
From Alexandria, Virginia. Friends for over 30 years.
On our very first girls trip.
Yay! And good morning. Welcome back to you today. So appreciate you being with us with your smiling faces, even in a little drizzle out there. It's Wednesday morning, smack dab in the middle of the week.
So happy everybody's here. Coming up tomorrow, guys, our Ann Thompson reports on groundbreaking medical research that could potentially help women live longer and healthier lives. So doctors are looking into ways to delay menopause. We'll have more on that tomorrow on Today.
All right, we're going to get right to your news at 8. Lots to get to, beginning with that breakthrough last night on Capitol Hill. The Senate overwhelmingly passing a $95 billion aid package to provide critical support to Ukraine and also to Israel. It also enacts a provision that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok if it is not sold. NBC's Ryan Nobles with the very latest from Washington. Ryan, good morning.
Savannah, good morning. And despite months of protests and delays from right-wing Republicans, this $95 billion package passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. President Biden has promised to sign the bill into law as soon as today, opening the door for Ukraine to get the weapons and ammunition they desperately need right away.
Overnight on Capitol Hill, the Senate passing a sweeping $95 billion package, including aid for key U.S. allies, and laying the groundwork for a ban on TikTok, putting an end to a months-long political stalemate.
Finally, 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 America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
Lawmakers voting 79 to 18. The package includes $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, which includes humanitarian relief in Gaza, $8 billion for Taiwan, and a potential TikTok ban. Congress voting to outlaw the popular app, which has 170 million American users, unless its Chinese owner ByteDance finds a buyer within 9 months. TikTok has been encouraging its users to fight the ban, but Congress citing national security concerns, with China's potential access to extensive personal data and its possible platform for propaganda.
At the end of the day, they've not seen what Congress has seen.
They've not been in the classified briefings that Congress has held.
FBI Director Chris Wray telling Lester Holt exclusively Tuesday.
TikTok, for us, represents a national security concern. And the reason I say that is that TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government.
But as TikTok vows to fight it, the ban will likely be delayed in court. The aid package passing after a major showdown on Capitol Hill, with House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a rebellion, many Republicans objecting to Ukraine aid. Johnson now adding in sanctions on Iran and Russia, and a few Democrats objecting to Israel aid due to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. But now, most on both sides relieved the bill's long journey is over.
We can wish for a world where the responsibilities of leadership don't fall on us, or we can act like we understand that they do.
Brian, a lot in this package. Let's focus on that potential ban on TikTok. I mean, it's essentially regulating TikTok and saying you got to sell. The Chinese government can't be connected with the ownership. So how might this actually play out over the next few months?
Yes, Savannah, it's not like the app is going to evaporate from your phone this morning. We expect to see a massive legal battle between TikTok and the federal government, pitting the First Amendment versus national security. And TikTok has cited free speech as part of their argument, and they've had some success in court after multiple federal judges blocked a similar effort from former President Trump back in 2020. That wasn't codified law, though, at the time. So that's why this is a little bit different. Now, despite that steep price tag, there is even the potential that someone could emerge as a buyer. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said last month that he was looking at putting together an investment group. But that all depends on ByteDance or the Chinese government, which hasn't shown positive signs they want to sell. And then just last week, China removed Meta's WhatsApp and Threads from its app store over national security concerns. That's according to Apple. Savannah?
Well, that is quite ironic. Ryan, thank you very much.
Let's move now to Tennessee, where a bill that will allow teachers to be armed on school grounds has now passed both the House and the Senate in the state. House Republicans were met with heated debate on both sides of the floor and an outcry from protesters. NBC's Priya Schreeder has the very latest. Priya, good morning.
Good morning, Hoda. Lawmakers voting 68-28 in favor of the bill, which will now send it to Governor Bill Lee's office for consideration.
This morning, Tennessee is one step closer to allowing teachers to be armed in schools.
Motion to break Sarah's table.
After state lawmakers passed a hotly contested bill. If the governor signs the bill, Tennessee teachers will be allowed to carry guns when approved by school officials, as long as the teacher undergoes psychological exams, yearly background checks, and completes 40 hours of basic training in school policing. Emotions were high as protesters descended on the House gallery Tuesday.
The goal is to get firearms away from schools, not put them in the schools.
We are being blamed for putting guns in schools, but the purpose of it is to protect our children.
Metro Nashville Public Schools responding to the bill, stating it is safest for only approved active duty law enforcement officers to carry weapons on campus, adding this has been our consistent practice and we have no intention of changing it. The bill is one of the biggest pro-gun moves by the state since the tragic shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville last year that killed six.
It's hard to accept that this is the reality 1 year after the mass shooting that our children experienced. That we want to bring more guns into the school environment.
Melissa Alexander and Mary Joyce, both mothers of Covenant students, have been advocating against this bill for the safety of children and educators.
To have a teacher who is tasked with so many other things also be responsible for hitting the target and being responsible and being able to maintain her weapon or his weapon safely in a school, in a classroom full of children is despicable.
And 32 other states have already passed legislation allowing teachers to carry guns in schools. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is expected to sign the bill. Hoda?
All right. Priya, thank you so much for that report.
The Food and Drug Administration says that samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus, but the FDA does insist that milk is still safe to drink. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus was detected in dairy cows in at least eight states. FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested or where they obtained those samples. Officials say they are continuing to study the issue.
All right, guys, coming up in Pop Star, the stars of 13 Going on 30 back together and sharing their sweet advice for teens today.
First, though, speaking of teenagers, no secret, parenting those formative years, not easy. Morgan Radford is here to tell us just how many parents are burned out and what to do about it. We'll do that right after these messages.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back, 8:13. Okay, we talk a lot about mental health in kids, but this morning, we're actually going to turn the focus back on parents.
Yeah, a new study out, and it's shining a light on burnout and loneliness among moms and dads. NBC's Morgan Radford's got more on that. Hi, Morgan. Good morning.
Hey there, ladies. Good morning. That's exactly right. It's been a year since the Surgeon General said that loneliness is actually an epidemic in this country, and some of the hardest hit people, parents, who say they're feeling burned out and alone. Well, researchers say it actually doesn't have to be like that, and now is the time to do something about it.
Parenthood.
Motherhood is rough.
It can be one of life's greatest joys, but that doesn't mean it's always easy. A brand new study out today from The Ohio State University found that roughly 62% of parents feel burned out, with 66% saying the demands of parenthood left them feeling isolated and lonely. In fact, nearly 40% say they feel they have no one to support them, and 4 in 5 want to connect with other parents.
The reality is that it can be isolating.
It's a reality Ann Helms knows all too well. She's a working mom of two who says she struggled with feelings of loneliness and isolation.
What does burnout look like for you?
It looks like exhausted, frazzled, overwhelmed. And it looks like I'm lacking patience with my kids. It's just, I feel drained.
Was there ever a moment that for you felt like rock bottom? Like, this is not okay.
Yes. So I had my 3-year-old and 6-year-old that I was trying to get to bed. And I had asked my 3-year-old for like the 17th time, can you get your pajamas on? And she was like, Mommy, calm down. Don't yell. And I was just like, whoa, was I yelling? Because that didn't even register as yelling.
And she's far from the only one.
Loneliness is far more than just a bad feeling.
Last year, the U.S. Surgeon General declared an epidemic of loneliness, calling it a public health crisis, one that can lead to higher risk of heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Even a 60% increase in the risk of premature death, or the equivalent to smoking about 15 cigarettes per day. Researcher Kate Golick, who's also a mom, says it's something parents should seek treatment for, just like any other condition.
Parents that identify as having burnout often are also identify as being very lonely. And so these two are very interrelated. And so ultimately, if parents want to help one, they have to help the other.
But even if parents don't have access to professional help, Golic says there are tools they can use, like connection, finding other adults who you can talk openly with, making time for yourself, and putting less pressure on yourself to be perfect.
So this is the message to parents, is that it is not selfish to need things for yourself that are outside of your kids. If parents aren't healthy, kids aren't healthy. And that is the bottom line.
You know, guys, one thing that was so interesting that the expert said was that when it comes to finding that in-person connection, sometimes the first step can actually happen online. You can go and look for parenting groups based around activities you enjoy. And Anne said one thing that really helped her ultimately stay positive was being honest. When people asked, how's she doing? She now says, you know, things are okay, but drop-off was a little bit difficult this morning, and that's okay. And that, she said, has helped her be able to find other like-minded parents.
Yeah. I think every parent feels that way deep down inside a lot of times. Morgan, thank you.
Joining us now for some more insight is Tom Kersting, a family therapist, author of Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. It was funny because before the segment, Al was joking around that like parents have felt burnt out and felt this way for a long, long time. However, there's something unique about this generation of parents, isn't there?
Well, there is. You know, I mean, I just remember when I was a kid growing up in the 80s, it was like we were outside, kicked out the front door, right? There was nothing was planned and organized.
Yeah.
So nowadays, everything is planned and organized for kids. And guess who that falls on? It falls on the parents, particularly the moms. The moms are doing a heavy lift. I got to be honest about that. And there's no time in between working and raising kids. There's very little time for self.
Mm-hmm.
And that is critically important, that we take time to do things that, you know, like we have to give ourselves oxygen before we give it to somebody else.
It's interesting because I'm not at all surprised about the part that says parents are burnt out, because I think we're all, every parent feels burnt out by something. But it also says lonely, which I really think about, because like, it just proves to me that you can be lonely without ever being alone. Because as a parent of little kids, you're literally never alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can be quite lonely. Can you explain that dynamic?
So you hear the term lonely and the term aloneness.
Yeah.
Right? They're the same. One is a void, right? One is empowering. So what I try to tell people to do is, you know, turn loneliness into aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sitting with yourself and just letting your mind wander about all the issues going on in life, delve within yourself, take 10 or 15 minutes a day and inventory everything that you are grateful for, right down to the shoes on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that on a daily basis, it's very, very empowering. And essentially you're developing probably what is the most important relationship of all, which is the one with self, which is necessary in order to have robust relationships with our children and our spouses.
We always talk about our kids being overscheduled and wouldn't it be great just to let them run out the front door and play. But that doesn't seem like it's such an option if all the other kids are on teams and you want your kid to be involved. But are there things other than sitting with yourself and trying to kind of find that center? What else can you do when it comes to your day-to-day life?
So even with our kids, like particularly middle school kids and high school kids, in my experience as a therapist, almost all of them spend all of their time by themselves in their bedroom upstairs.
The kids,
because they have their phones and stuff.
So I always tell, don't get us started on that.
Don't you go there.
So I always tell parents when I'm out lecturing and stuff that we have to get our kids out of the bedroom and into the family.
Yeah.
Because that relationship, that communication, that's going to eviscerate loneliness. You know, you're going to feel a connection with your children. And it's going to be self-empowering as a parent, as an adult.
Yeah, you got to, it's hard to get to talk to your kids half the time.
And I think community with other parents and just get real.
Yes.
Like, this sucks.
Tell the truth.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it. Stop pretending.
I love my kids, but it's exhausting.
Exactly.
I'm sick of Uno. There, I said it.
Do not play Uno flip.
Oh,
it'll kill you.
Oh, my God. What about that one that shoots out the cards?
Oh, yeah.
The attack
hits.
One.
Mega. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's good, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom. Hi, Al.
Wow. All righty, then. Let's look at it. Here in the Northeast, we're going to see some showers today. Much cooler. Some severe storms firing up in the southern plains. Going to be mild in the Rockies. Few showers out through the western Sierra. Otherwise, we're looking at some beautiful weather out west. And that is your latest weather. Powering through with the best time of the morning.
Yeah, we powered through. How'd you know, Uncle Al? Let's get right into it. We're going to start with The Office. We've got a pair of sweet stories, starting with a little cast reunion. A new behind-the-scenes video from John Krasinski's upcoming movie is revealing the moment that he reconnected with a certain former regional manager.
We actually worked together on this little thing a long time ago.
Good to see you.
Oh, my Lord. I was just telling you guys, has it been years?
Years.
Years.
I'm glad we're getting this is so intimate.
I just love that this is the fifth take and you did great on this.
All right, let me try one more.
Okay. Oh, so anyway, I haven't seen Steve and geez, it's got to be.
Oh, my God.
my
Are you kidding me?
I just assume like they have lunch every week or something. Yeah. It's so weird to see that it's been like a couple of years since John and Steve have seen each other.
It's been a little busy.
Steve voices one of the characters in If, a movie that John wrote and directed. It's out next month. And while we're talking about Dunder Mifflin's Finest, let's turn the clock all the way back to the very first episode with this little throwback.
Damn it!
Okay, hold on. Judge is in session. What is the problem here?
You put my stuff in Jell-O again.
Well, check this out.
It doesn't ever get old.
Two decades later, that famous prank still following actor Rainn Wilson around. He just posted this picture on social media. You can see a set of cutlery encased in red Jell-O with the caption, "This is what happened when I ordered room service at my hotel in Florence, Italy."
Wow.
Oh, that's
they like made a little joke on him
cute.
And sent it up in Jell-O.
Italy?
Yes.
Well done.
Wow.
Well played.
Yeah. Next up, Jim Henson. We've got a Popstar exclusive sneak peek at a new documentary all about the iconic puppeteer directed by the one and only Ron Howard. The film was created with the Henson's family's stamp of approval. It'll include a collection of home movies, excerpts from personal diaries, and interviews with friends and family. Jim Henson, Idea Man, it premieres May 31st on Disney Plus. All right, next up is Star Wars. If you've never seen a frame from the galaxy far, far away, one company, Hoda, is offering you a potential little financial incentive here. The financial advice website, Finance Buzz, hiring somebody now who's never seen Star Wars. They want them to watch all 9 episodic films in order from which they were released for a paycheck of $1,000. It's 25 hours of cinema time. It works out to about $40 an hour.
That's not bad. Hoda's like, I'd pay not to.
Yeah. Hoda, they want to, the position is called a Wookiee Rookie. So that's maybe your next gig. The application closes. When would be the deadline for the application process?
The fourth.
May the fourth. That's
May
right.
May the fourth. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, did you say why? Why do they want to? Why are they paying?
I don't know. That's right. $40 an hour. I just thought about it.
There's the one.
I'll send you the application.
I did dress up as Yoda.
Yoda. That's right.
That was the year.
To say,
we had the drunk Ewoks.
Oh, I remember it.
Speaking of Hoda.
Quickly, brand new episode of Making Space. It's Wednesday. It's out today. So this one's a good one, too. That QR code at the bottom of the screen. Not there? Okay, well, you can find it. This week's special conversation is with world champion surfer, Olympic gold medalist Carissa Moore, who spoke to Hoda about fighting negative thoughts and the power of positive self-talk.
They're grown women in their 40s, 50s, 60s who are still talking to themselves that way. How did you stop doing it?
Well, like I said, to be honest, like those voices definitely come up and it's just keeping them at bay.
At bay.
Acknowledging them, knowing that that's a part of me, but knowing that it is all a part of me and I am stronger than that. It's choosing. It's making that choice. We all have the choice and we all have the power of positivity.
QR code right there. Check out the latest episode of Making Space with Hoda Kotb wherever you get your podcast. But it's out on every Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anthony Scotto's here, y'all.
Yeah, Sunday Sauce.
Andy.
I saw him.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to today. Happy birthday. It is the 24th day of April. There you go. Good to see everybody. Happy that you're here. Hey, by the way, if you were wondering who was standing outside at, I don't know, 4:45, this guy.
Oh.
Happy birthday. What's your name?
Joe,
and you came, and you're 50, and you came for your 50th.
I did in October, yeah.
Look at that. First in line. There they were.
This is a Smucker's jar. I love it.
Oh, halfway there. Congratulations. All right, guys, coming up, we got a big question we all face in life from time to time. Should I? Oh, thank you. It's girl rain.
Misty.
It is girl rain.
We have weather sensitive hair.
Yeah, we do. Should I stay or should I go? Whether you're in a career, a relationship, thank you, or a community, author Emily Freeman is here with valuable advice to help you make those very important decisions.
All right. And a different kind of decision on the subject, choosing a hairstyle.
Oh yeah.
I mean, also important. We've got celebrity hairstylist Lacey Redway here to share the hottest trends and how you can create some of these looks at home.
And then it smells like a delicious Sunday dinner in the studio because one of our favorites, Anthony Scotto, is here.
Bring it.
The man.
Bring it.
The myth.
The famous sauce.
The legend.
The glue for the family meal, the Sunday sauce.
That's a lot of meat. Looking forward to that. Then coming up in just a few minutes on our third hour, the insurance questions that you always wanted to know, but perhaps you were too embarrassed to ask.
Why? Well, they're embarrassed?
Some of the insurance questions are, Savannah. We'll explain coming up on the third hour. So we're going to talk about protecting your car, your home, even more. Umbrella insurance.
Do you know that there's a cute baby on the
floor? Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Oh, is that Carter's?
That's Carter's.
Little Oliver.
Little Oliver. Hello, Oliver. There's Carter.
Good-looking girl.
Sweet.
Where is this baby?
Right there.
Right there. Okay.
Over to the weather.
Uh-oh.
Carter. All right. She doesn't care about that. Go away now.
Once again.
Baby snatcher,
that's it.
Carter.
You'll never see that baby again, Carter. So good luck.
Enter baby hall.
All right. Let's
there goes.
And see.
Bye-bye.
And now she's gone.
Hey, Carter, okay. You and your husband should go to breakfast.
There you go. All right. Well, let's check the weather. Well, we provide Savannah with an alibi. A chilly start in the Northeast on Friday. Oh, excuse me. We're looking at some severe storms in the midsection of the country, unsettled out west. Saturday, again, sunshine along the East Coast, severe storms in the midsection of the country, rain and snow in the Rockies, some wet weather in the Pacific Northwest. Sunday, a sunny Southwest, severe storms again, Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf, milder highs along the Eastern Seaboard. So, Carter, Carson had a good line. You may as well just say bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, baby. That's Carter and Brian. We love you so much, and we love Ollie. And
look how calm he is.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to give him back.
Oh, the best.
I see both of them.
I know. I do too. It's a nice mix.
Yeah, well, you won't see him again.
Oh,
he's terrified.
That's how it starts.
This is how it starts. All right, coming up next, you guys, if you're feeling stuck, how do you know when it's time to move on? Expert advice for making those tough life decisions. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Such a good one. That's it right there, 8:36. We've got a very important conversation we're about to have about navigating crossroads, those tough decisions that we face in life. Let's get some guidance now. When you know it's time to move on, we have with us Emily P. Freeman. She's the author of How to Walk into a Room, The Art of Knowing When to Stay and When to Walk Away. Emily, I love how you're framing this book. You picture it kind of like a house with different rooms. And for all of us, whether it's a relationship, a job, whatever it is, there are certain times when it is time to go. And how do you know how to navigate that?
You know, Hoda, don't we wish it was easy?
Yeah.
And if it were, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But it is, life is sort of like a house, and all of our commitments and relationships hold a story. So what do we do when we wonder, is it time to move on or stay? And I have found that to simplify this, it helps to have a framework.
Okay.
So there is a very simple framework using the word pray, P-R-A-Y, that we can follow in order to kind of navigate this decision. It starts with point and call, which is asking ourselves some really important questions.
Okay.
Next is to remember your path, to look back, to remember kind of where have I been. The best indicator for future decisions are decisions we've already made.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And then acknowledging presence. Where can I seek wisdom? Is it from my community, from God? Don't forget the inner wisdom that you bring with you into the room. And then finally, yield to the arrows, which is really another way of saying, what's my next right thing?
What's the next thing? When you're making a big move, whether it's leaving a relationship, changing jobs or whatever. I mean, I like to call it sort of repotting. You're like pulling yourself up by the roots and you're scared because in that moment, you're like, am I going to die? There's no sun up here. I don't have any water, any soil before you find yourself in what may be a more nourishing place. But sometimes your initial place seems safe and comfortable and you don't have to worry about it. So you can understand the tendency to like, put it off. I don't need to make any changes at that point.
Absolutely. And I found that if you don't know what to do, the best thing to do instead of forcing an answer is to begin to ask yourself some questions. For example, asking yourself, is this a room where are there things I'm avoiding in this room? What we avoid holds a lot of power and can give us a lot of information.
Tell me about that.
Because oftentimes we stay in rooms. In order to stay in that room, we have to turn a blind eye to some things. So if you open up your eyes and ask yourself, what am I avoiding?
What am I avoiding? Yeah, that's
good. It can give us a lot of information.
Okay,
another question we can ask is, what's good and beautiful in this room? It's easier to leave rooms when everything is terrible.
Yeah.
And sometimes we convince ourselves that
it's
terrible.
Let me get the heck out of here.
But the truth is not, usually rooms are not all good or all bad, that there's a little bit of both. So if you do decide to leave, it's important to go with your eyes open and name, what are the gifts here?
Okay. And what else? I like the one about being yourself.
Listen, if you're in a room and the people who know you the best were to show up, if they don't recognize you, if you have to change yourself in such a way that you're really not being who you fully are, that's a red flag.
And what's the final one?
Speaking of red flags, pay attention to what they are. Tiny red flags will not shrink. They only grow. But not every hesitation is a red flag. So it's important to discern the difference.
Okay. And how do you know? How would you know? Is it just trial and error?
How do you know? Is that what it is? Well, I think it is. And it's time.
Yeah.
And it's paying attention to, is there one red flag? Are there many red flags? Yeah. There's lots of clues along the way.
Some people, you know, sometimes I think jumping without a net is one of the most beautiful things in life. It's like, you know, you want to have security, but sometimes if your foot's halfway in a door, it's like sometimes there are women who say, I can't meet anyone new. It's like, you've been talking to your ex-boyfriend once a week for the last 6 months. Right. There's no room for him.
Cut it off.
So you kind of have to clear the way and make room.
Yeah.
So when you are walking into a room, so let's kind of end on that note. What's the best way to enter a new space?
I keep three things in mind. I want to walk in as a leader. We are all leaders, even if we're not in charge. We're charged with leading ourselves.
Okay.
As a listener, the best way to lead is to lead by listening. Don't walk into a room saying all the words.
Right.
Walk
in
as a listener. Mm-hmm. And it's really, there's something really beautiful about not having to be the smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, walk in as your own friend. The reality is that, you know, we always are going to be walking into rooms and leaving rooms and finding new ones. But if we can do so with compassion towards ourselves and remember that really, no matter if that we decide to stay or to go, the most important thing is the person we're becoming as we make our decisions.
And if you're growing, you're always changing rooms. Yeah. I mean, that's just the nature of all of it. This is a great book, Emily.
Thank you
so much for coming to see us. Please check out this book. It's called How to Walk Into a Room. Head to today.com/books. All right, Savannah.
Okay, we've got the spiritual side taken care of, but what about our hair? Coming up next, we're going to skip the salon and show you how to create the hottest hair trends at home. From the 90s blowout to 70s cowgirl curls, yes. But first, this is Today on NBC.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right nasal strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
We're back with another Shop This List, sharing the latest trends in our ultimate hair guide this morning. And here to show us how to get these looks at home is celebrity hairstylist Lacey Redway, whose stunning work can be seen all over the red carpet. And for today only, some of Lacey's favorite hair tools and products are 25% off at Target Circle members. So scan the QR code to access these exclusive deals. You can add everything to your cart with just one click. Lacey, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. Thank you for having me.
I love this. Okay, so we're going to do some hairs. And you had me at 90s blowout. The 90s were my time.
Yes.
Let's bring back the 90s blowout. Here's our model.
Also a favorite time of mine.
Yes.
So I want to tell you all about how to get this look.
Okay.
So the 90s are back, and we're doing this sort of like very va-voom blowout.
Yeah.
And
like the Rachel kind of?
Like the Rachel.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you start off with this Conair blow dryer, which has four attachments.
Okay.
And I use the concentrator nozzle on her hair to just smooth out the cuticles, get it really smooth and shiny.
Yeah.
And then hot rollers are back.
Hot rollers, let's go. Okay, but how do you, because I've aired with hot rollers before. So what's your secret here?
So I love hot rollers because it's such a great tool to use to multitask.
Yeah.
Like you can use it to while you're getting ready, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, to, you can put in your hair before yeah. breakfast, you know,
yeah.
and then have breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
And
it just take really them down. Adds, let's see. Oh, that's how you get the volume.
Yes. It just really adds beautiful volume. And, you know, it, the brand says it has argan oil in it. So, oh, okay. you know, any little additional thing.
You just did the really, top. Would you do all over? No, right?
Well, that's you can do all over, but what I really wanted here was just to kind of give like sort of the curtain bang effect that is really trendy right now.
That's sexy hair right there.
Yes.
Cute.
So you can do it all over, but just the crown and the front really yeah. helps shape and add that volume.
That's so pretty.
Look
Thank
how
you.
Gorgeous.
You look gorgeous. I love it. 90s, best time. Cowgirl curls. Okay, I'm yes. into this too. Tell me about
okay,
this.
Okay, so I love this. This is like one of the best, greatest inventions. It's so good on all hair types.
Okay.
And, you know, my girl Alexa here came in this morning like this. She sent me a selfie in the car with her wearing
you
it.
You sleep in this thing?
You sleep in it.
Okay.
It's so comfortable. It feels like a pillow.
Yeah.
You know, and it really sets your hair. What we did was we added, you know, a little bit of heat protection, mm-hmm. and although we didn't really need it.
She's wrapping this at night yes, and then sleep. Yes, is her hair yes. wet when she wraps it, or is it dry?
It is dry, but we added a little bit of leave-in conditioner, rather.
Got it. Okay.
You know, to really just help
Ooh.
Set the hair, add hydration. But look at the beautiful curl it gives. Look how gorgeous.
That was easy to use. I got to tell you. Friend,
heat free.
I know. I like that. So good for
so
the
you
hair.
You just
can you
wrap
show
it?
Us how you wrap it?
Yes,
because I don't think most people know.
You see how it looks,
yes.
and then you just put it on the top of your head like
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not sure if it's going to move, you can add a little clip here.
Yeah,
and then you just wrap your hair around it
wow.
like this.
Okay. And then you wake up in the next morning and voila.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you sort of tie them together in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you pull it through and voila, look at that.
Okay. Well, you're beautiful. I love it. Okay. So what do you call this contraption?
This is by Kitsch. So this
okay,
is
okay.
like, this
I
is.
I don't know, but I didn't mean Heatless curling set.
Heatless
That's
curling
what it's called.
Set,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. We have vibrant red hues, which is so pretty.
Okay. Red hair is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like some of our favorite celebrities are going red.
Yeah.
But if you're scared of red, you know, this Revlon, you know, at Target
yeah.
really has like 10 different shades.
Well, what is it? Is it like a shampoo or is it a hair?
It's a hair gloss.
Okay. What does that mean?
So the gloss is something that you use to tone your hair
okay.
after you...
Is it dye?
It's not really dye. It's
oh.
just really glossing your hair over.
Okay.
I keep saying the word gloss,
yes.
but it's a more subtle version of hair dye.
Okay.
So it's not like lifting your hair with bleach.
Okay.
It's just really subtle. And we chose this beautiful shade for my girl Jasmine here. And, you know, we enhanced her curls mm. also... by using the shampoo and conditioner, it just really helps to maintain the color all over.
Yeah.
The gloss just has, you know,
well,
has 10
pretty.
Different shades.
And I love she's got a little cinnamon on. It's all working together.
Yes,
Jasmine.
It
I
really
it.
Matches her all hair
right.
color right.
Well, that's fun and inspiring. Lacey, thank you. You can scan the QR code that you see right there if you
yes.
want to purchase any of these items or go to today.com/shop this list.
Oh,
yes. Mr. Roker, I know something's cooking over there.
Oh, you
oh,
know it because we got the maestro of Italian food, Mr. Anthony Scotto.
So happy to be here.
Oh, not as happy as we
you.
Are to have
Come
you.
On,
family
recipe. Sunday sauce.
We also
Sunday
got
sauce.
The secret to the perfect meatballs all coming up at first. This is today on NBC.
I don't think that's enough. Come on.
Okay, we are back with Today Food and our good friend and family member, Anthony Scotto, the co-owner of Fresco by Scotto here in New York City.
But just a couple of years ago, he moved to Nashville to take Music City by storm, opening not one but two great Italian restaurants, which have become huge successes.
Yeah, you
Logo.
Can't get it.
Yep. And Pilato. Pilato is good because you eat pasta and then you do Pilates.
That's
the concept
yes,
right. of it.
You can do the stretch
right.
in
it's
this
store. Today he's going to show us how to make the Sunday sauce. Anthony,
yeah.
good to have you.
Pleasure.
So I brought Siri and the kids when we were in Nashville. She's
uh-huh.
Barmageddon down to see you. And
yes.
that was fantastic. How's Luogo?
You had brunch. Luogo is doing fantastic. It's in the Gulch. It's coastal Italian food, which is just unbelievable. And now 6 months ago, I opened up Pilato in Germantown.
Yes.
Which hopefully you'll try soon. And that is doing wonderful.
completely different Italian food, that Brooklyn-style Italian food that I absolutely love.
Well, which is kind of what we're doing here.
It Let's get into Sunday it. Sauce is at Pilato on Sundays, Al.
All right.
So we're going to do a mixture of our meatballs, beef, pork, chicken. We're going to add all of your cheeses, onions. All of the recipes are online for you, so don't worry about it. A little breadcrumb. All that's going to get mixed together. Of course, you're going to do a little salt for me.
Yeah.
We're going to add a little milk. Uh-oh. Everything is cold. The bowl, the colder the bowl, the better everything is.
Four eggs.
Eggs.
Yep.
All right. So you got all that. We're going to mix that all together.
Yep.
And we're going to form our balls. These are our brajoles. Brajoles are pork.
Uh-huh.
Pork. Yep. And we're going to roll this.
What's
inside
this stuffing?
Breadcrumb, pine nuts.
Uh-huh.
Anchovy.
Okay.
Capers.
Yes.
And we're going to roll this all up. Al, if you can get this for me, I'm going to take two pieces of string. This needs to be tied, Al, before you put it in the sauce and brown everything.
I just noticed Savannah stole Carter's baby from the plaza. I just noticed that.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, my gosh.
It looks
so wonderful. So once you tie this up, we're going to tie those up.
Uh-huh.
They're tied here.
Right.
We're going to start to brown everything. Al, all we have to do is brown it.
Ribs?
Ribs, our meatballs, sausage, and the brajol.
All right.
Just to brown, okay?
Just to brown.
Once we've browned it, we're going to add it to our sauce. So this is the brown side of the sauce.
So we'll take the meat out.
Exactly right. We're going to add
good fondant
all that. Just scrape it all in there. That's terrific.
Yeah.
A little Calabrian chili peppers is really terrific. A little red wine there would be terrific.
Okay. Mm.
And always, always a little water on the side just to keep it from really not condensing too much. You're going to add all of your meats to this.
So this is kind of a braise.
Right. So you're going to bring it to a boil, and then you're going to add your meats to it. You're going to let it simmer, really low simmer, for 2.5, 3, 4 hours, as long as you want to get it done.
Savannah, does the baby like the meatball?
I like meatballs, but I don't.
now you're doing a ventriloquist act.
Doing it really well.
I don't eat solid food yet, but when I do, I'm going to go to Scotto's restaurant in Nashville.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
once
you... Also an important fact, fusilli pasta has to be the longest fusilli pasta you could possibly get.
The longest.
It's got to have a whole mouthfeel to it really makes it really wonderful.
What does everybody think?
I've never seen this pasta before.
Yes, so also you're going to add, traditionally in Brooklyn, you would have the pasta and the meat separately. Always separately.
Why is that?
You know that.
Yeah, but why? I forgot.
Because it's just what we do.
What's the name of that noodle? It's really good.
Fusilli.
We had Sunday sauces together.
We had Sunday sauces together. My father used to put these platters out, and it was really cool, right?
What's the one mistake people make with their pasta, Anthony?
Well, I tell you that it needs to be al dente first off, and I would tell you that for this pasta specifically, the longer the better.
How does the Italian food go over in Nashville? When I think of Nashville, I just think, light and bright, Music City. And
unbelievable. And again, the difference between the two cuisines are just terrific. It's Italian, but Pilato is off the charts.
Well, that's the thing. There was nothing like your restaurants in Nashville before.
There is.
So they brought it.
Very happy.
All right.
Yes.
Anthony, thank you so much.
It's always good
to see you. Love you, Teresa. All right. Don't forget, for this recipe or more, head to today.com/food.
And while you're there, you can now save on your favorite recipes from the show with a free Today Show account.
Ribs.
Just scan that QR code to get started. Hoda?
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, we're going to have...
What's coming up?
Oliver, you want to come on? Give Jerry Seinfeld. You want to see Jerry?
Who he?
Jerry Seinfeld. He funny.
Okay. Up next on the third hour.
Bye, Oliver.
More Oliver on the third hour.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Bye, y'all.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.